Hello, 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 everyone. Good day. Good day to you all. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to be here with you. I am amidst a time in my life that is quite challenging right now. Many people in my life are dealing with some great struggle and challenge in regards to some recent fires nearby. Really massive fires. Many people I know have lost homes and are deeply going through it right now. So I want to first recognize and acknowledge all those who are living locally in the California area and are struggling from a loss of a friend or a family member or perhaps a home, a material item that possibly you loved and cared about, and it's now gone. So there's so much loss that's happened recently, and so I just want to just once again acknowledge and send forth my love and my compassion, and to know that this too shall pass. It always does, and it is true that spirit does not give us more than we can handle, even when I know that it feels like sometimes it's just far too much. So anyways, as these fires are becoming a thing of the past here, I know that we are all doing our best in this world to love and care for ourselves amidst trauma. That's something I want to talk about today, and how to work with our feelings when we are experiencing great challenge or trauma. And one of the greatest ways that I've learned to deal with trauma is through actually experiencing the trauma, going through it, and not trying to avoid it or run from it. You know, there is this large experience on the planet still that's going on that is all about avoiding our feelings, distracting from our feelings. And I'm here to tell you that the more you avoid and try to distract from your real feelings, the more that they build and become bigger. And sometimes they launch out of you in this projection way and causes harm to others, because all of a sudden you're super angry, all of a sudden you're super sad, and that person in front of you would just push that right button, and somehow it seems like they're the reason for this pain that you have. But meanwhile, this pain's been inside you for a very long time, and it's just now just finding a way to surface. I know that many people on this planet try to avoid dealing with their pain, and therefore they avoid any type of crying, any type of release of energy through crying, and grief. They try to not feel the grief, not feel the mourning. And in so many ways, this needs to be healed on the planet. It is true that we need to find space to simply have the release of whatever energy that we have going on inside of us, and instead of just wallowing in it or getting lost in it, to really let the energy come up, come out. This type of grieving that I'm talking about, when you grieve and you cry, it's a very real part of life, and it's part of the spiritual process of life. And I can't think of anyone I know who is truly walking the path who doesn't find themselves sometimes in the depth of sadness and grief at different points in their life. And this is not because we're bad people or evil people, but this is just what happens. Sometimes we're just really sad and really angry, and some of us have just carried around too much pain and too much loss for so long, and it's just welling up inside us, and it needs to get out to be cleared. Then it's true that once we start to do that, it's when we can truly start to heal. So crying is so important. Just let that energy up. That's what it is. It's energy that's been stuck, and it wants to come out. You know, for everyone, a grieving process is different. And, grief and clearing comes up in different ways. And it comes in waves sometimes. Sometimes we feel like we're blocking the energy when it comes to grief, especially because we feel like the grief is just going to take us over. And it's not true. It's It's actually the more that we allow it to come up, the more that it releases from our body, and therefore it can't take us over. When we don't process grief and we don't let ourselves cry, it's like this buildup of energy inside of us, and it can feel very heavy. And it's very de-energizing, cause depression, a lack of focus, a lack of clarity. So for those of us out there who have ever dealt with a natural disaster or a loss of a loved one or just some sort of traumatic experience, if we didn't process that energy in the moment or shortly after, it just usually gets stored in our bodies. So this is kind of what can lead to, you know, post-traumatic syndrome. A lot of people have that, and it's not a light matter. It's a big deal. It's really can be very serious if it's not addressed. So I want to help us all today to allow us to just have whatever feelings that we might have, you know. And if you're dealing with any of the recent fire trauma in any way, please join me today on this helpful and assistive prayer, I hope, for you to help us connect with the divine, help us connect with ourselves, and to really get in touch with our true feelings, our true emotions, and just let those come up and out so that we're honoring any type of trauma we might have had in this life and letting ourselves cry, letting ourselves grieve. So this prayer is to really help to stimulate the release of any stored grief or emotion that is just yearning to have be released from you with a great cry. You might need to cry. You might find yourself needing to cry during this prayer. And so if you're not in connection to any of the fire activity here in California, perhaps you had something else happen in your life at a different time, and it was hard, it was very challenging, and you can remember it, and you can remember that there was not a lot of mourning that happened. And I just want you just to take note of where that memory might be right now for you. I know it's probably not something you want to think about again, but here we are, where we cannot heal what we cannot see. You know, so I'm doing that with you too today. You know, I was affected, like I said, by some of this fire trauma and activity in California. And I was affected 10 months ago here in Montecito, California, where we have a place and part of a great deal of mudslides and fire activity. So let us all join together on this prayer. I'd like us to all start by sitting down, please, in a comfortable seat. Please take your seat. We're going to take some slow and deep breaths. Taking your first breath here in a moment, I want to invite you to close your eyes, place your hands or your hand over your heart, connecting with your heart space. Please take 5 deep breaths with me, in through the nose, out through the mouth, each breath on the out breath making a sound, and as the breaths go by, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, on each one, please increase the capacity of the out breath. Okay? Thank you so much. We're going to start with our first breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Second breath. Third breath. Fourth breath. Fifth breath. Thank you. Just moving into a normal breath, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just noticing your breath. Is it flowing or is it restricted? Just breathing, just enjoying the breath. See if you can let the breath right now just take you to a place of calm and quiet within yourself, where there is no thoughts, where you have no feelings, in fact. You're just resting in your spirit quietly. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Taking this moment. See if you can just practice stillness and quiet right here. I know that we don't do this very often, and it's so important. And now just bringing up into your consciousness whatever that memory was, whatever it is that's really affecting you right now, in reference to something might be challenging right now, currently from the fires, or perhaps from the past. There was a trauma in your life that you remember. You remember it so well, it seems like it was yesterday, which means the energy was not cleared. So just as you're feeling that energy from the memory come up in your body, just notice it. Maybe it's already causing some tight or tense energy in your throat or your chest or your stomach. Please just notice the energy. Where do you feel some tight or tense energy? I want you to take a deep breath into that part of your body. Once more. On this next breath, give that part of your body a chance to speak to you out loud. Good. What does it say? Just saying to that energy now, from you, I hear you. I hear everything you're saying. I'm right here for you. I'm right here for you. In fact, you want to state all this to this energy. In fact, I'm going to assist you the best I can by moving into this prayer coming up. I'm going to allow as much as possible the energy and the divine channeling to move through my body as well, to help bring some peace, some light, some care, some support to this energy that's coming up in my body, to you, this energy. Okay. Thank you. We're going to move into prayer right now. Taking another deep breath. Saying out loud, moving into prayer. Thank you. So I say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, for this beautiful blessed day. For in this blessed day right now, I have me. I have myself by my side. And sometimes I know in the past, I forgot this. I forgot how powerful to have me by me supporting me. I know right now in my life, I need this more than ever before. I need the support of others, but I also, most importantly, I want to have my back. I want to be there for me in every emotion, every feeling that I have coming up right now. I've had some recent challenge. I've had past challenges, traumas. And Mother, Father, God, I'm asking you to help me let up all the feelings, all the emotion, all the grief that I'm attempting to store or I have stored in my body. Because I was afraid. I was afraid that if I processed it, I wouldn't know what to do with the energy. It would take me over. I would always be sad. I would always grieve. And I know now this is not true. I understand that as I let this energy up and I release it, it's let go of. It doesn't go back into my body. It's let go of. Which leads to more freedom inside my body again. Becoming more me again. I feel like sometimes I, in the past, felt like these feelings were me. They were who I was, and therefore I tried to block myself from them, avoid them. I understand now they were just feelings. They're not the truth of who I am. Feelings, they come and they go. These feelings, they come and they go. I'd like you all to take a deep breath right here. Stating out loud, my feelings are temporary. They come and they go. Once more, my feelings are temporary. They come and they go. Take a deep breath. Because this is the truth. I have been blinded by fear in the past. I know this. It stopped me from wanting to move forward in my life, to heal completely these challenges and traumas. Fear was telling me that if I go into it, I'll be stuck there forever. I'll never get out of it. And the truth is, the opposite is real. If I go into it, I liberate myself from it. If I avoid it, I stay in it for much longer. Mother, Father, God, I ask you for courage. I ask you for strength. I ask you for love more than ever before as I move through letting up and out the feelings that I have stored inside my body that no longer serve me. I ask you for the courage that I need to cry as much as I need to. Let the tears flow. Tears that I've wanted to flow for such a long time, but I've been blocking because of fear. I know I can do this. I am doing this. I set myself free today, and I become at one with all within me, not just the good, and not just the light, not just the happiness. As well, I'm in one with any of my anger, my sadness, my depression. I honor all of my feelings. I honor the grief. I know this is what helps it to be let go of. I am so grateful. Thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, Goddess. Thank you so much. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Please state out loud, and so it is. Thank you so much. Let's take a deep breath. On the out breath, make a sound. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this was assistive to you. And please, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And have so much compassion for yourself, which means love yourself amidst any suffering you might be experiencing in your life today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.